When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me bang,
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
I let you bang.
I let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
So we're very blessed to have a guy who's undefeated, amazing fighter, and just a human highlight reel. Sean O'Malley, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
What's up, Sean?
I was at your last fight in Vegas, and
oh, baby.
That was amazing. How much pressure was on you? Because you hadn't fought in like a year, and it was the Sugar Sean show. I feel like you were, I think even though you were, I think, on the undercard, everybody was like, when's Sean fighting? When's Sean fighting? When's Sean fighting? How much was on you?
Yeah, I think you could kind of tell, but I didn't feel any of the pressure. I didn't feel like I had, I didn't feel like I had to do anything. I just knew I was going to go out there and do what I do. And I didn't feel any pressure. I didn't feel any, like, I have to perform. I just, I knew I did everything right in those 2 years. And then I did everything right in that entire training camp that I wasn't questioning anything. I knew I was going to go in there and perform. So I didn't feel any pressure. It was just a lot of fun.
Now, Sean's been to a couple of my shows in Arizona, and I forget how young you are until I see your friends. Because, one of those things where, like, I put these guys on pedestals, and you look at these guys, and they're all fucking jacked. And this, and then I see his friends who look like high school kids. I'm not insulting you, but, like, they look – I'm like, wow. This kid, Sean is like, what are you, 21, 22? How old are you?
I'm 25. I don't know who I was with, but I pretty much only hang out with Tim and his girlfriend. And Tim's going to be 30 this month.
Maybe it was the first time you came.
I might have came with someone else.
It was the time you were wearing an Indiana Jones hat. But they just seem young, man. It was cool to see.
Well, no, Sean, I want to ask you something. Like, if you haven't fought for a while, is it hard to gauge the distance? Because it just seems like when you're rusty, you can't gauge the distance. It takes you a little bit to get into it. Because some people I'll see, you can see. They say there's no such thing as ring rust, which I think is bullshit. I think you've got to get into a rhythm, and then a couple minutes in, you go, okay, cool. It's on.
Yeah, I was out for 2 years and like 4 days, and I didn't feel any ring rust. I didn't feel like I missed a step. I felt better than ever. But also, I was, like I said, I was doing everything right in those 2 years. I wasn't fucking around. I wasn't going out. I wasn't doing anything other than living a championship lifestyle. So I train, I recover, and I do everything that needs to be done to become world champ. So I didn't feel any ring rust. But as far as like sparring and stuff, I don't spar outside of camp. I haven't sparred since my fight. I'm not going to spar until I have a fight booked. And those first couple sparring sessions, your distance and that stuff might be off a little bit, but I also know it's like, okay, I haven't sparred in a long time. So I'm going to be off a little bit, but it takes me 1-2 rounds and I'm back to,
and then
I'm back
you get into it. You get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had the honor of going to Crouch's sparring day. And I watched you spar, and it was awesome. First of all, it was just monsters in that room between you and Henderson and Johnny Case and
killers.
But what's crazy about you is you were sparring kind of the same way that you fight. Like, it was so unconventional. Where did you learn that style?
Who did I learn from, who did I kind of mimic growing up? When you can go watch me when I was 16, I have videos on YouTube when I was kickboxing. I have the same style now. I just have it. It's way more advanced, way more elite. You know, there's a lot more tricks and tip, or a lot more tricks in my game now. But you go watch me when I was 16, I didn't learn from anyone. That's just pure athleticism and literally just going off instinct. So I was just a naturally gifted athlete. And once I picked up kickboxing gloves and started kickboxing, I don't think I had ever even watched a fight really when I started. It was all pure instinct.
Wow. It looks like you watched a bunch of kung fu movies and just started doing whatever the hell those guys did.
I definitely did it. It's funny. I remember my dad when I was probably 13, he was watching the UFC and I told on him. I told my mom, I said, Dad's watching that stuff again. Cause I thought it was so, I didn't understand it. I'm like, how do you watch that? People are, you know, I didn't understand it. So it's funny, you know, looking back at that day, I remember telling on him because I wanted to watch something else. I told my mom he's watching that stuff. And she thought it was disgusting. And
you ratted him out, bro. You ratted out your dad on that one.
I did. I gotta watch something else.
Threw him right under the bus so he could watch cartoons, huh?
Exactly. Probably.
Like, fuck this.
Sean, like, I always knew that you were like an incredible striker. But where I was really impressed was watching Polaris because
Quintet.
A quintet. Oh. First of all, you submitted the fire Gomi, which is like insane.
Yeah.
I mean that must have. And then Hector Lombard had a kind of a weight advantage over you.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
a little. That's strong.
That didn't seem fair. But then you and Gilbert Melendez went the whole distance. And these guys are, you know, Melendez is an incredible wrestler. He's been out, and Gomi is like incredible at the ground game. I mean, tell me about that.
Yeah, obviously my grappling super underrated. I think anytime you kind of specialize in something, that's what gets talked about, and you just kind of assume that they're not as good in the other areas. I do think my striking's elite of the elite, and I think my grappling's going to be there. All I do is grapple, like pretty much four days a week. We're doing live competition grappling. So I'm getting up there. Like you said, I subbed Gomi, caught him in a high elbow guillotine. I have a nasty guillotine. And I think a lot of people that fight me, their game plan is to take me down, you know, that's not going to be,
fine.
Not going to work for much longer. I don't think it would work right now. I think if someone's game plan is to take me down, and hold me down, that's not gonna get the job done. Well,
Gilbert's pacing is what's crazy to me. His pacing is just constant. It's like, you know, yeah. you gotta be really cardio ready with that motherfucker because he's like, I ain't stopping.
Yeah, I felt him breaking in there. I was, you know, I was training for Nogi Worlds at Purple Belt before I got that offer. And, you know, that pays. Nogi Worlds doesn't. So I was in shape. I was in really good shape. I was ready to go. I was training hard. I would just got done training with the Tenkinho Mendez, who won ADCC. And I was one of his main training partners. So I was ready to go in shape. And I was taking that event serious. And a lot of those guys, I don't think were, you know, doing it for real. Like, when you're as good as those guys, you know, you don't have to be necessarily in good shape. You're going to be able to go 8 minutes. So I think I was able to pick up the pace.
You don't think Mark Munoz was in great shape for that event?
That dude looked about 400. That dude was a big motherfucker.
I was like, yeah.
Well, it's true, though. Like, when you're coming from the – especially, like, guys coming from the MMA world who are already pretty much done with that, like Gilbert Melendez, Hector Lombard isn't done, but, you know, he's been doing it for a while. It's like when you get the opportunity to – oh, I just get to go to a grappling tournament and get paid no matter what happens. Like, cool.
Yeah, you know? For sure. They weren't, you know, I'm sure they train, you know, still. It's probably part of their lifestyle to train, but I'm 25 training like it's, you know, like I'm trying to be world champ right now.
They already
exactly.
I think people assume because like of your Instagram that you're just high all day and partying. getting face tattoos, and they don't realize like how serious you are about this.
Right. Yeah. I think I feel most the people that listen to my podcast, Tim and I's podcast, or you know, I feel like those guys understand. They get it more. You know, we talk a lot about mindset and what we're doing throughout the weeks and stuff. But yeah, I train to become world champ. That's the ultimate goal. And I've lived that same lifestyle for the last 10 years since I was 16. Probably 17, 18. Once I realized what I wanted to do is be world champ, I haven't stopped training like that.
What's the name of your podcast so people can find it?
The Timbo Sugar Show. It's fucked up. We just say fucked up shit and talk about it's fun, but it's also right now, it's also informative and good shit.
Nice. Now, do you have the same girlfriend that you live with?
Yep. Yeah, we've been together for 5 years now.
Wow. Yeah. Good for you, man. Well, you're a loyal guy because you must be getting so many women must be hitting you up like, hey, Sean, what are you doing?
Arm bar me. Yes.
I tell them, come on over. If they're hot and my girl thinks they're hot and they're down with that, they can come on over.
Oh, okay. So you guys are cool with that. You're cool with other girls coming and hanging out with you guys?
Yeah, if they're cool and hot, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, they're obviously not sick if they're cool and hot, dude.
Is this kid is so poor?
They're probably not smart.
I'm like 41.
Yard doesn't matter, no.
I'm like 41. My wife would kill me. I'm like a loser. This kid's like so much more advanced than I am. I mean, he's like he's like gonna be a world champion. He's killing the game. His girlfriend's cool with it, bringing home other chicks. He didn't even go to high school. This guy,
I went to high school for a little bit.
Did you ever finish high school?
I went to to Capitol High for about a year and a half. Then I went to this – I went to like another place called Hamilton High. Then I went to this like boot camp thing. It was called Montana Youth Challenge to get your GED after you drop out because I fucking hated school. Got kicked out of that. Then I came back and went to like some alternative school, which was super easy. And they just fucking – you know, you didn't get homework – basically gave you a diploma. So technically I finished school. I got a diploma, so I don't know.
But fuck that. You already know what you want. You had a passion for it. So I'm like, sometimes I see people say, what about high school? Man, I know what the fuck I want to do.
No, fuck that. Stay in school, kids. Okay.
Hold up, whatever.
Bullshit,
listen,
dude. Adam. Bullshit.
It depends. I don't know
who you are, Adam.
I've never even seen my diploma. I don't even know why it was such a big deal. Everyone kept saying, make sure you get a diploma. I don't even know where the fuck it's at or how to even get it.
Well, for every Sean O'Malley, there's 9 million kids that drop out of high school that are not going to fucking achieve what he is. So
yeah, but don't listen to that. Listen to me.
you don't have to go to college, but at least finish high school, all right?
Yeah, but you know what? Having that champion – you know what, Sean? Honestly, having a champion – like, look, I want to be champion. And having that mentality – from the jump is the way to go, man. Because I seen the difference between fighters. Like, well, I'm just gonna fight till my next fight and then see what happens. No, fuck that. If you go, I'm going to be champion. You can see the difference in intensity from those fighters and fighters that don't do that.
Well, it wasn't. You know, I went through so when I was 8, I moved to Phoenix and started training at the lab when I was 18. Zero wrestling, and I'd say I had like maybe 1% jiu-jitsu. Like, I was a scrappy kickboxer that pretty much taught. You know, didn't learn a lot, just going off instinct. I would get my ass kicked by the professionals down here. Like, there was a bunch of guys that were in the UFC. I moved down to Phoenix and would get my ass kicked every single day. Wednesday was the only day that I would do decent. That was a kickboxing sparring days. So Monday wasn't too bad either. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Friday, all those days I was getting fucked up. And I had that. There was days where my whole family lives in Montana. I lived with Tim at the time, but it was like super lonely, and I'd get my ass kicked, and I would be like, is this for me? I don't know. You definitely go through phases like that, and I went through a bunch of them. But then I knew if I just kept going and I was gonna get good, I knew I was a good athlete, and I knew I could learn. So I knew if I learned all that stuff that eventually I'd be beating those guys, and I just stuck with it and was super consistent. So I think like the biggest thing was just being consistent. Those days I didn't want to go, I still went. And that's still the mindset I have now, is like, fuck, I don't want to go to the gym every single time, but I just make myself. So I think just that is really what's helped me get here.
Now that it's summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for sunny, active days. I know I am, okay? And Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Now, number two, number one, it can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals, okay? Are you too busy with summer plans to cook? I am. It takes me forever to cook, and I ruin the meals. But I want to make sure that I'm eating well, and so should you. Well, with Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning, okay? While still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. The Factor is fresh, never frozen. Ew. Their meals are ready in just 2 minutes. That's right, 2 minutes. Although when I do stuff in 2 minutes, my wife complains, okay? But not with Factor. All you got to do is heat and enjoy and then get back outside and soak up this warm weather. Vitamin D, all right? Looking for calorie-conscious options this summer? You can try the delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. That's, you burn that off, I don't know, jogging, all right? You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? I do. We'll try the Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein. Hell yeah. Get rough. Look at these guns, people, all right? So check it out. Check out Factor. Head to factormeals.com/roasted50 and use code roasted50 and get 50% off your first box. That's half off your first box. That's code roasted50 at factormeals.com/roasted50 to get 50% off your first box. All right. Check it out. You're going to thank me later. I got this cute dog. She's teething right now, but she's adorable. All right. No more biting. You got to get some chew toys. So thank you guys so much. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day and check out Factor right now. How did you pay your rent back then?
I saved up $2,000 when I drove down. That helped a lot. And then I was super, super fortunate that I had sponsors in Great Falls, Montana, you know, that would pay me every once in a while, $200, $300, $400. And when I got those checks, I was just so thankful because I had to pay $100 a month at the lab, and then I had to pay. Tim and I got the cheapest apartment we could possibly get, as close as we could to the gym. So my rent was $330. Then I had $100 at the lab, and then my parents helped me with my, you know, my insurance and my phone bill. So I was just living off sponsors at the time. Super careful with what I spent my money on. I wasn't going out. I didn't go out and spend my money on anything other than food. So
yeah.
Well, you know, I love hearing this because I know as a comic, I've had to, you know, have similar issues of like sleeping in my car. Like I used to drive to San Diego to do a gig, and if I didn't sell, I didn't have enough money for gas to get back. So if I didn't sell any merch, I'd be stuck in San Diego. I mean, literally, I remember looking through my couches for quarters and nickels and dimes just to get fucking Starbucks. I remember having negative $980 in my account, and then trying to get them to give me $20 for an overdraft, just $20, and then kicking me out of the bank. So, but I think that those are what makes you stronger. And I think a lot of people look at you and look at your talent and go, "Oh, he's just a gifted kid."
Yeah.
So it's really nice to hear of like your struggle. To be honest.
Yeah, I think your struggle
is nice to hear about him struggling.
It is, for real.
Yeah. Yo, man, I'm glad you were all fucked up and. You were hungry,
no, that's where you get the mindset, though. I feel like that's where
you get the mindset. But it makes
if everything was, if everything was just given to you, there's no way. If I was, you know, if I was just super, super skilled and didn't really have to go to the gym and like fighting, you have to be skilled to win fights. But if I didn't have to train for those skills, there's no way I'd have the mindset of that I have now. And I feel like the mindset's the most important thing.
Yeah,
and you get that through the struggle.
Those guys at the gym that are the super talented ones that don't have the drive. Like I was somewhere in the middle where it was like I could be fine sparring, but like I wouldn't be able to go through a fight camp without trying, you know? But there's those guys that every day they show up and it's like, oh, it's sparring day. They haven't been here the whole week, but it's sparring day and they fuck everybody up.
Right. Like, oh yeah, there's those guys for sure.
Because they haven't built those habits. They haven't built
that. Absolutely. Business.
But Sean, is that what you're thinking about? Like when you're fighting Soccer Mom. And then like your leg gives out in the third round and you have to fight on one leg.
Yeah, in those moments, you're not really, sitting here thinking about what was I thinking about in those moments, I don't think I was thinking about anything because I was just going. I was just off pure instinct. In that moment, it was life or death in my eyes. Like, obviously, there's a ref in there that's going to stop it before. But when you're in there, it's life or death. Yeah. It's like, this guy's going to kill me or I'm going to kill this guy. So I don't remember thinking anything. I just remembered just nothing, really, just going.
Well, you know what I think? Because you said, like, kickboxing, when you're, kickboxer, you know you can keep distance. You can definitely, tag a couple people up, tag them up. But I think in your situation, every time I watched you fight, I thought people sleep on you, like your grappling and your ground game. They sleep on you sometimes. And I think that's sneaky where they go, fuck that. I'm just run up on him and he grab you. And they don't realize you got skills. And
that's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to happen soon.
Yeah,
I think definitely underrated grappling, and it's going to be, it's still a secret. Like, until I finish someone in the UFC with a submission, people aren't going to look at me as a grappler. So, eventually I want to be looked at like Charles Oliveira. Like, I don't want to take that motherfucker down. He's going to choke me.
Yeah.
Now during this, what a pandemic, are you training at all now?
Oh, yeah, I'm training. I'm getting such quality work in right now. I'm going to go work with my strength and conditioning coach at 1. I'm going to go grapple at 5. Like, I'm training. I'm still training. Yesterday, I hit mids, hit the bag, and did competition rolls. I'm training like a fucking animal. I'm training like I haven't stopped because last fight camp, I didn't get any injuries that I couldn't train on. So after the fight, that Monday, it's back to training. It's back to living that same lifestyle.
Right. More important, you and your girl bring home a hot chick, right? And like, obviously, like, she starts blowing you and your girl's doing stuff to her and everyone's having fun. Does she ever like want to stay and you're trying to get her out like afterwards, but she keeps wanting to come back?
That hasn't happened, no.
Okay.
Usually it's, that hasn't happened. It depends how cool they are. If they're cool as shit, we both think they're cool, they can stay. If one of us thinks they're cool and the other one doesn't, they'll probably have to go. But it depends how cool they are. There's some cool chicks out there.
Girl never gets jealous of like, how come you don't do that to me, or how come you're banging her better than me, or how come you're more excited?
No, we haven't had that issue. We're pretty good at communicating.
Oh, that's good.
Adam, why don't you try that? Go ahead, give it a shot.
Right? Are you kidding? A girl would come in here, dude. No fucking way.
It wasn't always like that. It took a lot of years for us to communicate back and forth, and we read a lot of books and listened to a lot of podcasts and learned a lot about each other and understanding each other and what needs we need and stuff like that. So it's more than just picking up. It was a lot of years of talking and communicating and crying and a lot of other stuff other than just the fun stuff.
Shang, I'll give you an example. Last night, this girl, Shaney, who's this like nice girl, she's a trainer. I downloaded some fight app and she was the trainer. So I texted her, hey, I took your class. It was a lot of fun, right? She reposts it.
With
I
get a dick pic?
I get a DM from my wife. You're not allowed to take that class anymore. And she was kidding, but like, not really. Like,
not really. Yeah, she was dead serious. Don't ever take
on the inside. Yeah.
So like, if I can't take the hot girl's class, can you imagine some hot chick coming over and like blowing me and my girl being like, yay, making us coffee?
All of a sudden you feel the back of your head, it's wet, but she smashed you in the head with something heavy.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah, it's definitely not for everyone, though.
A lot of times when I see people that are strikers, I always think, when you see wrestlers and strikers, like especially with wrestlers, wrestling is absolutely key right now. I don't give a fuck who you are. You got to do wrestling and grappling. But I see people that are just strikers that I've never seen take down. I go, as soon as somebody takes him down, he gets taken down. He's gonna get.
Were we on threesomes? What the fuck are you talking about?
you can talk about that.
By the way, just so Sean. So this is Shang, very funny comic, He was on BET's Comic View 800 times.
Had to bring up the black show. Thank
BET,
you.
Bro, all the other shows. On BET.
All these other shows. Also, I've been on all these mainstream shows, and they always go, he's on Def Jam. He's on BET. I'm like, it's the late show. The fuck are you talking about?
Jamie Foxx show. And this is Tyler, who's a brown belt and also a Marine. And we coach middle school wrestling together. So just so you all know.
The reason, Sean, because I mean, we just meeting online. I'm saying I want to know that mindset because you got to think. Even though we've always been on, I've been on MMA Roses before. But you got to think how long ago when I stopped doing that shit so many years ago is because for me because I was like, even when I would win, I was so hurt. I was like, I don't know if I could keep doing this shit.
Been there
over and over again. So I didn't have that last ditch like, yo, this is what I'm gonna do. I thought this, you know, soaking in Epsom salt all day. No, that's the truth, man. Where well, I would
has, yeah, but he has his own he has his own line of CBD products.
No, I use the hot tub and a cold plunge and a sauna at my house. So I have a lot of recovery tools that I'd use every night. So I'm recovering to make sure I can go and train again the next day.
What about both? Do you have a hot tub and a cold plunge at the house?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, sick.
And a sauna, yeah.
All right, before we go, Sean, so your parents, right? Your parents, obviously, in Montana, you probably drove them crazy. You went to four different schools, a correctional facility, another school. Like, now they see you. You're, you know, 800,000 followers here. You're the poster boy for the UFC. How proud are they of you right now?
Super proud. I think I'm sure they were thinking like, fuck, what's this, what's he going to do in life? Like, what's his thing? But my mom still, I don't know. We have a really good relationship, my mom and I, my dad and I, but my mom still thinks marijuana is just like the worst thing ever. She compares it to meth. So I think.
My mom too.
It's embarrassing, but it's like, for real, she's just so programmed to think of it some way that it's like, I can't even have a conversation with her without her freaking out about it. So it's, and I'm like, Mom, I smoke every single day and look what I'm doing. And it just doesn't, I don't know what, it doesn't register in her mind.
It doesn't register at all?
I don't know what the fuck, but I love her. And no, she's awesome.
You love her, but you still go, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
It's hard to talk to her about it. I feel for the parents.
My mom accidentally ate, she went to visit my uncle in Colorado. And she took some chocolate out of the fridge, like without anybody, and it was some homemade edibles. They didn't know. Nobody knew that she had ate it, and they called me, and I was like, "Oh yeah, she eats some weed." Like,
my dad used to find.
You
my
don't bong. Know you're high. You're gonna.
My dad would find my bong, and he would like clean it. I swear, he'd be like, "You can't. This is disgusting. You can't smoke out of this."
That's good. That's good.
I could see Joe. I could see Joe doing that.
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
So now, do you ever, because a lot of people, whenever you fight, I feel like, you know, clout chasers, I guess they call them, fighters are always calling you out. Do you ever respond to them or no?
When I was out, I got called out by 9 people. So it's like kind of, no, I keep, it's embarrassing. They'll just keep tweeting and keep tweeting. It's just like, I don't know. I'm gonna fight whoever I fight next, and we'll decide. I don't know. It's just we'll see. I can't fight 9 people. You know what I mean? Like,
is it?
Fuck.
Is the UFC? I mean, obviously you have.
I don't know. We'll see. Some of them aren't even in the UFC anymore.
There you go. So you obviously you have that star, but you're already a star. You're going to be a mega star, and the UFC, hopefully, I mean, they're getting behind you already, but
right.
is it a thing where are they going to throw, like, are they throwing you opponents and you get to pick, or are you just fuck it, whoever you give me, and it's up to them, like, how they want to push your career?
Yeah, with, like, my last fight, you know, obviously, we were waiting for all this to get done. They said, you want to fight Tekko again? Because I was supposed to fight him a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, or whatever it was. And I said, hell yeah, let's do it. So that's how that one went. This next fight, whoever we get, I don't know. I'm waiting for the UFC to come to me and say, hey, we want you on this card. I talked to Sean Shelby a couple weeks ago. I was trying to get on that card, Hubby Tony card, before it got all crazy. And he said, no, we want you for July. So. I don't know. I'm just kind of waiting for UFC to hit me up, and we'll go from there.
I think you and Chase Hooper would be hilarious. Because
Chase Hoop.
He's like no, the.
But that's the thing. You can't have them. You can't have them fight each other right now. We have to bring Chase up. Like
I know, but
that's true.
That'd be a funny sitcom because he's like the brother that kind of like went like awry, and Chase is the nerdy guy, and then they fucking somehow.
They're like the sitcom already.
Just like different. They're like the Gemini. They're just the split same person.
Now who's that guy? I was looking at your Instagram. Somebody wrote a rap song for you.
Yeah, that we just dropped the music video today. This guy, J-Rob, hit me up. I was actually in Vegas. He hit me up and said, you want to make music, blah, 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 blah. And usually when people tell me that, I'm like, all right. Like, I don't know how – I don't want to listen to it and then it sucks. But he emailed it to me. I listened to it, and I was like, damn, that was fucking sweet. And he lives in Arizona. So, yeah, we made a video the other day. It was fucking sweet.
Yeah, no, it was cool, man. It was really cool. Well, listen, you've always been super supportive, and I've been supportive of you, and I appreciate that, because a lot of times, like, I knew you when your first fight in the UFC. We had you on, I think, before the UFC, and I was like, holy shit, this kid's going to be – got something special. And a lot of people, they blow up and never talk to me.
He's like, hey, Adam, I don't have time to talk for you. I'm getting my mail.
Or they say, go through my management. And I'm just like, fuck the fucking podcast. Like,
exactly. Sean,
I get asked – I got probably 5 requests in the last 2 days for podcast interviews. I just get so many, but no, I was down to do this one.
Sean, who do you look at that you go, man, this motherfucker, like, do you have fighters you look at and go, God damn, this dude right here.
There's so many guys in the UFC that are just fucking animals. Obviously, Israel Adesanya is a fucking beast. I feel like we have a similar striking style.
Yeah.
But there's just so many dudes that are – Gilbert Burns, fucker's an animal. There's so many guys in UFC that are just insanely talented. It would be hard to
– The pick, like
– Hard to pick a couple. But just, I guess the two I said just now even, but
– Well, listen, Sean, thanks for coming on the show, man. Hopefully when this is done, I'll see you in July in Vegas. Keep staying healthy, and best of luck, man.
Dude, yeah, thanks. Let me know if you guys are down in Phoenix again once this shit's all over with. We'd love to come to a show again.
Absolutely, man. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Yeah, dude.
Take care. What's up, people? Listen, today we're here with a sponsor for your bouncing bundle of joy. No, I'm not talking about a baby, although that's adorable. We're talking about your baby makers. Boom. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. But just like babies, your delicate little guys have sensible skin, trust me, and they deserve products not only skin safe, but also with safe ingredients. That's where Manscaped's Platinum Package comes in. From razors to shower care, this package goes above the gold standard for your body hair. So treat your beautiful boys to the world's finest toys at manscaped.com and use the code MMAROASTED for 20% off plus free shipping. Listen. Manscaped, I used to have the hairiest nuts. It was rough. I mean, girls would go down there, they would choke. Okay. I one time I had to go to the hospital. It was just nothing worse than, you know, in the middle of a BJ, having a girl having to like go up and go whoa, 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 and start ripping out hair. It's not good. It's bad. It happens to the best of us. Okay. Some of you friends might be Armenian or Italian or just hairier people. All right. Maybe not. But the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is a one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. And that's you. Okay. They designed this package to allow you to fully align your entire hygiene routine with elite products. We're all about elite. Okay. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. Both are waterproof. You can shave with less mess. Trust me, you don't want nose hairs and ear hairs. It's not good, okay? You want to get laid. You want to have fun. You want to relax. Check it out. Go to the Platinum Package 4.0. They cover all bases from head to toe and hair to ball fro. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code MMAROASTED. Use the Platinum Package because the gold standard is no longer good enough. So check it out and enjoy everything. Is this Sean O'Malley?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? This is Adam Hunter. You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. How's it going, buddy?
Doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You're here with the Greg Wilson.
Hey.
Greg, I don't know if you know this guy, Sean O'Malley. So he's 9-0. Mm-hmm. He looks like Conor McGregor and Screech had a baby. Okay, ooh. Like he has this crazy afro hair.
Yeah,
he's got sick knockout power. I mean, he just knocks fuckers out left and right, totally unorthodox, and spinning wheel kicks. I mean, just
love it.
And he's from Montana. So how are you, Sean?
Doing awesome. Just got done with practice. Just getting home, so I'm doing good.
So you're living in Arizona now?
Yep, living in Arizona. Me and my girlfriend just bought a house.
Nice. Well, what are you, 22 years old?
23.
23 and you bought a house? I'm 39 and I can't afford a house, you prick. Nice work.
Thank you.
Are you gonna mow your rocks? Do you have one of those rock lawns that they...
Oh, really? In Arizona they have
them? Yeah. And I see them out there like raking the rocks.
Are you gonna do that? Are you gonna mow your rocks?
No, I'm thinking about putting in some of that AstroTurf, that fake grass stuff.
Oh, nice. Now, dude,
you're, then I don't got that either.
Now, dude, your last fight, by the way, was against my buddy Tarion Ware. So I was kind of rooting for my buddy because he's been on the podcast 10 times. But I liked you. I wasn't rooting against you. I just know Tarion personally. I wasn't really like anyone. Like I like you and I like what you do. But I'm like, oh, it'd be nice, Tarion. But that was a fucking war, man. Great
fuck
fight.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that fight, man.
Thank you. Yeah, Tarion, he seems super cool. I talked to him a little after. I was hoping me and him would get that 50G fight of the night, but...
Yeah, that is such bullshit that you didn't get that fight. You definitely should have got that fight of the night. That was way better than the Roxanne modified. The Roxanne fight was good, but your fight was like a different level, man. Different level.
100%. Yeah, I agree. But whatever. What are we gonna do?
No, man. It's all good. Now your style is so unorthodox. Now, is it? Do you have a karate background? What's your background?
No, I don't actually. I pretty much taught myself all my own kicks. I kind of started out boxing and kickboxing, but it was more of just sparring. I never really learned technique. I don't know, it's kind of just until I moved to Arizona is really when I started learning techniques. But yeah, I pretty much taught my own kicks and stuff.
So you taught yourself that like spinning wheel kick, that LFA thing that you did, was that was amazing.
I work on that a lot. I throw that right head kick up against the fence to make them, they only can go one way after I throw that kick, and that's into my power when I spin. So I throw that. That wasn't lucky or nothing. I throw that all the time.
Nice.
Well, I mean, that was amazing. Now, Snoop Dogg loved you. I mean, he was like,
yeah,
he was all about you. Did you guys smoke weed afterwards together?
Yes, we did. It was fucking...
Yeah, bro! That's awesome!
It was fucking sweet.
I mean, how strong was Snoop Dogg's weed?
I think he got it from a dispensary that I have gotten weed from before, but yeah, I hadn't smoked in like 2 weeks because I had to pass the test. So I was, and then after the fight, I just had like a natural high because I just got signed to UFC. So I was like high on that.
I bet.
And then I fucking smoked with Snoop, and then I was about to lost my brain.
Nice.
That's awesome.
But it was fun.
Did you ever think to yourself, like, one day I'm going to be in the UFC smoking weed with Snoop Dogg? Was that ever, like, a goal or a bucket list thing for you to do?
Well, once I found out what the UFC was, like, at first, like, when I first started fighting, I knew of the UFC, but it was never, like, a thought. But once I started, like, winning fights and started thinking about getting the UFC, I never thought I'd be smoking with Snoop, but it just worked out perfect.
That's awesome. Now, were there some pretty hot bitches? Was it crazy hot bitches?
No, there actually wasn't. It was just because it was, we just went back to his trailer, so it was right outside the Ultimate Fighter gym.
Oh, okay.
And there was just like, so it was just like me, him, a couple of his bodyguards, and
that's still awesome.
I would be hoping for some Girls Gone Wild action or something, you know what I mean?
Well, I know.
Well, I mean, you got a serious girlfriend, right? I mean, if you guys moving in together, how long have you guys been together for?
Over 2 years.
That's nice.
Nice. Did you meet her? You meet her in Arizona?
Yeah, I did. I met her in Arizona. Yeah.
You got a lot of pretty girls out there in Arizona, man.
The hottest chick.
So hot.
Yeah.
You go to a strip club. It's like hot.
Not enough of them work at the strip clubs, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Those ASU girls are just insane.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to the wrong strip clubs in Arizona.
There's some hot bitches here for sure.
Absolutely. You're killing it. Now I always thought like wrestling was gonna be maybe your Achilles heel because of like your karate stance and that. Do you think that's the one?
Right.
Do you think that's the one thing that you have to work on the most?
I don't know about the most. I think I enjoy, like, if I could pick on something I could do for the day that I like, would enjoy the most, it'd probably be grappling. I love jiu-jitsu. I love grappling. It's one of my favorite things, like, all week. Like, my favorite practices are the grappling practices. So that's not even something I really think, like, oh, I got to make sure I'm working on it. It's like, that's just something I work on all the time. And, you know, I didn't even know how to wrestle 3 years ago, and now I feel like I'm a pretty decent wrestler. You know, I got 3 takedowns in the 3rd round.
That was awesome.
That's going to be what it is. So
no, I was super impressed. And you know what it was, man? Like, you won the first round. I you could give Terry on the second, although I can give you the second also. It was one of those fights where I could see it going the way. But that 3rd round, like, people were like, oh, O'Malley's going to gas. O'Malley's going to gas. You came out even stronger. Like, it was really impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, I felt, I knew, like, I fucking trained hard. I knew I was going to be, my body was in shape. I've been sparring 3 rounds, you know, in camp. So I knew I could go 3 rounds and I knew I could push. I don't know. I just gasped where I got my second win, though. And then I felt really good.
Oh, man. I was super impressed, man. I mean, I was a fan before. I'm even a bigger fan now. Especially because you knocked out Edmonds guy.
You hate Edmonds.
No, Edmonds the worst. That's the West guy's the worst coach in history of coaching. Who do you want to fight next?
I'm not exactly sure who we're gonna fight next. But we have a couple options. I was thinking, you know, that Benito Lopez looks pretty good. He's 9-0. I don't know if they want to do contender winners versus contender winners. Or that that one kid who just knocked out Mook Sanders.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That fucking dork, I don't know his name.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was impressive because Luke Sanders is a good fighter.
Yeah, I thought Luke was gonna win that fight. I think Luke beats that kid 9 out of 10 times, but you know, he got caught. That kid was on a 2-fight losing streak, took a short notice fight, stepped up and it paid off for him, so yeah. You know, props for that.
Andre Sukamtsath or something.
Well said. That's probably right. That's probably exactly how that's pronounced.
Suck it, math.
That's more likely.
He's an Asian guy who says math. Of course, he's a fighter.
Yeah, the Asian sensation, dude. Yeah, him.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
cool,
Asian
man.
Asian sensation.
So, I mean, are you sure you want to get a... Should you be married first before you buy a house with a girl?
What's that?
Well, I mean, shouldn't you be married before you buy the house? I mean, you're buying a house with this girl.
Yeah.
Are you going to marry her?
Oh, yeah, we'll see. I don't really think, like, that word's kind of stupid, I think. I think that's kind of I don't know. We're just going with the flow.
There you go. That's right, kid. Ride it out.
I told my wife the same thing, and, it didn't work that well for me, man.
Yeah.
But,
we both kind of think the same about marriage. It's, you know, I don't know. We both love each other. We're just going with the flow.
I mean, you're definitely like, how many women though have seen you on TV and the way you fight and the way you look and have tried to get in on that? Have you been getting a lot of chicks? A lot of
DMs? Yeah. That it's hard. Yeah. I got some people just straight, some chicks just straight up send me nude, which is sweet. You know, that's nothing. I can't do anything about that. So if they want to do that, that's fine with me. But yeah, a lot of chicks.
Exactly. You can't do nothing about that. If your pants fall down around your ankles and you just start whacking off to them, that's just natural.
But what does your wife say? Exactly. Is like your wife like, why are you sending my boyfriend nudes?
Nah, she doesn't even think that much into it. We're good. She doesn't care really. Like, if it happens, it happens.
Can I tell you something, bro? This is serious. I mean, I've been on TV dozens of times. I perform stand-up, a lot of standing ovations. Never have I had chicks randomly sending me dudes. Like,
I don't know. I get
a lot of, you're super funny. You know,
you gotta learn how to throw a wheel kick.
I gotta learn how to throw a wheel kick. There you go.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can throw a wheel kick, but it's me actually kicking a wheel.
Snapchat?
No, I specifically don't have Snapchat.
You get no tit pics.
Yeah, you got to get Snapchat. You got to get the kids.
You got to get your Snapchat.
Yeah.
That's where it's all. That's why I stay away from it, actually, because I'm afraid shit's going to go down on Snapchat, and I don't want nothing to do with it.
That is a good idea.
Are you smoking weed right now? You sound like you're pretty high.
I'm making some food, smoking, chilling.
Good for you. Yes, brother, it's Saturday. Live your dreams.
This is like my favorite kid ever.
Exactly.
This kid's chill. He gets it.
You guys in New York? That's where you guys are?
No, well, it's a New York number. I'm from New York, but we live in California now. But but I'm going to be in Arizona in June. I'm doing a comedy show at the House of Comedy. Last time, John Crouch came and Lauren Murphy Barbara Raina. So I would love to see you in June, my friend.
Dude, hell yeah. You said June?
Yeah, in June.
So. Okay, hopefully I'll be fighting March 3rd, that'd be perfect. I'd definitely come. Me and my girl would come for sure.
I love it. Well, dude, thanks for being on the podcast. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, man. Happy holidays.
Hell yeah, you guys too. Thanks.
Take care.
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Nice kid.
No, he's a good kid.
you would not think fighter when you see that kid down the street with that hair.
I don't know. I think maybe you do because really? I have a feeling he had to learn to fight pretty early on.
In Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a badass kid right there.
Yeah.
It just shows you though, you never know who can fight.
His first fight was probably against a bobcat. Up in Montana. He's fighting a bobcat in a river at the same time.
The kid's so funny, man.
Yeah.
Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. That's right. And there's no better place to get on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book and official partner of Major League Baseball. And guess what, people? New customers in Massachusetts get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. And finally, you can bet on all your favorite sports from the money line to point spreads to player props and more. I love it, okay? If I'm going to bet, I'm going to go on FanDuel. So now, bet on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss your chance to get $200 of bonus bets. Win or lose, how great is that? Okay, visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more. That's FanDuel, the official partner of Major League Baseball. You got to be 21 and older and present in Massachusetts. Okay, your first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. And bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Help is here. So is hope. Hope and help. Gambling help line ma.org. Or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. That's FanDuel. Check it out now. Right now. You want to bet? That's where you go.